G&D Media presents an unabridged recording of Right Leader, Right Time. Discover your leadership style for a winning career and company. By Robert Jordan and Olivia Wagner. Narrated by Sean Pratt.
Hello to our listeners. We are authors of Right Leader, Right Time. I'm Olivia Wagner.
And I'm Bob Jordan. Before we jump into the unabridged reading of the book, narrated by the wonderful Sean Pratt, we wanted to welcome you and also let you know that Olivia and I recorded about 4 hours of in-studio interviews specifically for this audio program.
We're super excited to have more in-depth conversations with a few of the leaders featured in the book.
These Q&A interviews follow 4 of the major sections of the book. We hope all of this inspires you on your leadership journey, and we'd love to hear from you at rightleader.com. And now, on to the book. Take it away, Sean.
Preface. When Sophie Jordan was 14 days old, she weighed 1 pound and 5 ounces, about the same as 4 size D batteries. In the hush and beeps of a hospital neonatal intensive care unit, she lay in an incubator connected to intravenous lines and heart monitors. While she was breathing well, thanks to a ventilator supplying air to her lungs, 2 of the major arteries in her heart had not separated at birth as they were meant to. She needed open-heart surgery. My wife, Sharon, and I, Robert, were first-time parents, trying to understand how a newborn that looked more like a plucked chicken than a baby could survive surgery. We waited and waited, pacing back and forth, not knowing what to expect, praying for life to continue, hoping there was hope for our new daughter. The door to the NICU opened and a woman walked in with a line of people trailing behind. She introduced herself, and without knowing why or how, I remember thinking in the instant before Dr. Marletta Reynolds spoke that we were in good hands. No, change that. I knew we were in great hands. One moment I was so keyed up, it was hard to breathe. Steel bands around my chest tightening, heart hammering like I was about to enter a cage fight to the death, and then Marletta Reynolds arrived and everything went quiet. It was not a conscious reaction, and I don't remember what she said. It didn't matter. I felt we were in the presence of something powerful, momentous, and positive. A professional so well-trained, aware, accomplished, confident, and ready for the task at hand, that worry was beside the point. The right leader had shown up at just the right time. Luckily, Sophie had a successful operation 23 years ago. Her care and the feeling I got knowing she was in capable hands sums up a lot of what I and my co-author, Olivia Wagner, have seen in successful organizations. When the right leader shows up, everyone breathes easy. Motivation and purposeful work spike, and people feel a sense of calm and direction, knowing that good things are happening, great results will naturally occur, and there is movement toward a brighter future. Introduction to FABS Leadership Styles. Think of a time when you felt completely in your element leading an organization, team, or project. You were energized by the work and by the challenges in front of you. You knew you were the best person for the job and your results proved it. Maybe you are in a role that gives you that feeling right now, or you might feel a bit uneasy and have a hard time coming up with an answer. Maybe even envious of people who have been able to get in that zone or reach that high peak in their work. No matter what your reaction, if you desire to become a better leader, we tell you this: you are in the right place. We are going to help you discover how to magnify your strengths as a leader so you can be more effective in your career and the companies you lead. Leadership is at the core of how organizations succeed or, more often than not, fail.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?